Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Learned a really cool lesson from my doctor yesterday that I want to pass along. Now, I guess talk to your doctor, right? This was my osteoporosis update. Mm-hmm. This was my follow-up appointment. The first time I've seen this doctor, and she's a specialist. Man, the copays are higher for specialists. It's just something I'm learning.
Yeah, they are. The reason you don't know that is because I'm the one that signs us up for insurance every year, right?
I've never seen a specialist either until now.
Your PCP or basic visits, depending on the plan, the copay is typically, less for...
I know.
Right.
When they told me the copay, I'm like, wow, am I getting a dinner with this?
Anyway, is this about osteo or copay?
It's about osteoporosis. Okay, so this was my follow-up after I was diagnosed earlier this year, and I had my first round of infusion treatment for it to build bone because I have severe bone loss, especially for my age. It's funny because I was in this mood yesterday. I was in this really happy, funny, jokey mood, and then you walk into a doctor's office, and you either get a person who has a sense of humor or someone who doesn't, and the person who came in to do my blood pressure and do all the pre-stuff, she was, all business.
Yeah.
And she was like, are you in any pain? I'm like, no.
Only because you're not laughing.
No, but that's the drop of reality I needed. That a lot of patients who have this are in pain when they go.
Which is good. And I guess considering that it is Nurses Week.
I know.
It's a good thing to know that was the first thing. Oh,
I wish her that.
Sweet.
And then the next thing she said was, have you fallen since the last time we've seen you? In my head, I was like, falling for what? I was just in that mood. And then I realized
fell for Murphy 25 years ago.
No, I got to stop there. That was a good one. That was a really good one.
But anyway, it was like deadpan. So it's like, okay, this is a serious matter. And truthfully, it is. A lot of osteoporosis patients, and my doctor even explained this to me, are much older than me. That's why it's a mystery to her, like why I have it. Because I do have severe bone loss. I have a severe case of it, and she cannot make sense of my labs why it's so advanced in me. So as I grow older, I'm going to need to be concerned with falling.
Yeah. Well,
not just for handbags.
Yeah, I mean, when you explained to me that it just that basically somebody
most of her patients are 20
years old. Right. That's what I was going to say. 20 years older with that stage that Jody is at right now. So, you're still young and you've got a lot of life ahead of you. So,
right.
And so you do have to be careful. It's a very real thing about bones breaking and all that.
Bones being, bones are more brittle than they should be.
Yeah.
Anybody with osteoporosis has more brittle bones. It's almost like your bones are, if I could look at them, they would look like a sponge. Mm. Like they're hollow places. That's not good.
Yeah, but this is exactly in its dead center in the middle of your back, which is what's dangerous, right?
In my spine is where it's the most severe.
Yeah.
And that's why they worry about me falling.
Right.
Like you need to make sure you're not falling. Well, number one, when the doctor came in, I love her, she did not fuss at me about the heels. I was so glad of that because
you're not supposed to be wearing heels?
Of course I can wear heels. I just, ever since the diagnosis, I've thought one day, some doctor is going to tell me not to be wearing heels. And that'll be the last time I see that doctor. No. It's just one of my favorite things in life. Jeez. And so,
Miss Jody, it's time for you to wear flat-soled shoes and compression socks.
I am choosing my shoes over my health.
That's not true. That's not what I would do. However, I'm still me. Anyway, this is supposed to be serious. I'm supposed to be doing serious information here. I'm sorry I'm so goofy, but... I had a good visit, and she did say, you have a severe case of osteoporosis, especially for your age, so I'm high risk for fracture, but I'm low risk for falling because of the amount of time I exercise. I have good balance. They're always going to ask me, have you fallen recently? Are you having any trouble with that? Because the day that that starts to become an issue, they're going to watch me more closely and want to see me more often. Mm-hmm. It's weird. The main thing, though, is no, I didn't take vitamin D and calcium like I should have, like what was recommended to me when I was in my 20s and 30s. So now I'm on it. And she did do blood work, Murphy, To check my vitamin D level. I don't have that information yet. I'm watching my chart thing because she may up my dose depending on the if it's deficient or whatever, if I'm not getting enough. But here is what I learned.
You're taking that every day, right?
Yes. Yes. I've forgotten a couple of days. You know, out of a month, I'll forget once or twice. Okay?
I wasn't asking for breakfast.
Are you waiting to be judged?
No, I actually didn't know if anybody had told you to take it or not. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, I take it every day in here early when I'm eating my breakfast here.
I knew that there was the calcium thing. Oh, that's right. That's a calcium D
big
combo.
Big fat pill. I take two of them. Right. She wants me on at least 1,000 units a day of that.
Those are those big white ones you
big
take?
Big fat ones.
Lord.
Here's the deal, though.
Horse pill.
She told me. She was like, are you taking them? When are you taking them? In the morning. She's like, it's a good idea to do it the same time of the day. So it's a habit. I'm like, yes. Check. And she said, are you taking them both at the same time? I said, yes. And I said, they make me a little nauseated. She was like, I want you to separate them. She said, because of absorption. So anybody listening, if you take vitamins and you take two or three horse pills, like you just said, Sam, talk to your doctor, of course. But her recommendation starting now is to separate them. So now I have to remember for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
But that makes me feel so good to know that because I need good absorption.
Well,
you do too.
I think the reason a lot of those things get separated like that is because your body is absorbing it multiple times a day consistently versus once, and then that's it.
Right.
I've seen that before about spreading things out. Mm-hmm. A lot of those, like calcium. Even some magnesium doses they want you to divide.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know, have you asked if this is because you avoid sunlight?
I've asked that because.
Because it's not because she's a vampire. But Jody's a redhead, you know, and so I wonder if this is a common. Is it common among redheads because of, you know, of what you've got to be.
You stay out of the sun.
Sun's a problem for sunburn, but you do need some sunlight for vitamin D.
I do stay out of the sun a lot. More than anybody you probably know.
Yeah.
But I did ask that in the very beginning of diagnosis because when I was learning too much about it in January and February and I was overwhelmed, and then I'm hearing that sunlight, natural sunlight, getting it is one of the best ways to get vitamin D. I was like, oh my gosh, is this the curse of being a ginger and taking, you know, extra care of all that? What I heard, what she said was, you could not spend enough time in the sun to get the amount of D you needed. It is good to get D that way, but it's not, that's not why. She can't find out why I have an advanced case of it. She does not know yet. Yeah. So
the infusion that you had, is that supposed to fill some of the holes or help stuff grow back?
Yes, it is that infusion that I had done is to build bone. Mm. The drug is called Reclast, and it's medicine so strong. And I've also learned yesterday, it stays in your body so long, which is why you do it. She doesn't like to do it more than four times. She's got me on. She's planning to do. We're doing three, whatever, once a year for 3 years. So three big doses. I have one again next year in February. I'm doing one. It's like year to year. I'll do another infusion next February. And then after that, she wants to do another bone density scan. Okay. And hopefully, after two doses of it, she wants to see some
results.
Yeah. Bone built back.
Did I tell you that it wound up being classified as chemotherapy, which is interesting. I mean, I know it's not cancer fighting, that kind of chemotherapy, but it is, I guess, that infusion type delivery is considered chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I saw that because the bill came in.
I know.
And you're back to the copayment.
You had chemotherapy, you didn't tell me? Yeah. I was actually on the floor with other patients, with a lot of other infusion patients, and some of them were chemotherapy.
Yeah.
That floor of the hospital. You weren't on the floor.
I was on the floor of the hospital for that when I did my infusion. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting. And the other thing I learned, this is also, I'm throwing this out here, but you do need to talk to your doctor about it. Because the reason I asked about Taylor and Phoebe and what amounts of vitamin D and calcium do they need to be taking, because this is definitely genetic with me.
Yeah.
This was definitely in the cards for me in my bones. I said, look, I've got these girls, these young ladies, what should they be taking? And I got the answer from her, you know. About 1,000 units a day for them. I'm thinking, wow.
A vitamin D?
Yes.
Or a calcium and D combo?
It's a calcium and D combo, but mainly D.
Because yeah, the IU would be the vitamin
units.
D part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to talk to them about that. And she also told me that the younger you are when taking vitamins, the better your body absorbs it. It's like, of course. Youth.
Yeah. So today, did you take one pill in the morning and one in the afternoon?
I took one in the morning, and I haven't taken my afternoon one yet because I haven't eaten my lunch yet.
How was the nausea?
None. It was gone. It was non-existent.
Oh.
So one pill is magic. It is.
Yeah, there you go.
Yay.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.